Welcome back to this Fellowship and Hospitality Ministry class. This is our last presentation, wrapping it all up. Little Monty was with us for most of this.
Monty's been enjoying hospitality by me.
Or fellowship. So, just by way of wrapping this up, we've talked a lot today, yesterday, the other presentations about hospitality and fellowship. What are some of the takeaways or highlights of the moments that you had as you were thinking back to what we were talking about? What were some of the things that maybe were new to you that sort of came across as aha moments? Were there anything in this class? Well, you're thinking I'll tell one
first.
Yeah,
you tell one first.
Well, I thought it was really fascinating how in the Roman world, they very much stay within their cliques, and how Christianity comes on the scene and it breaks down cliques and invites people in, and the whole thing turns into a hospital movement. Well, caring for strangers becomes to caring for sick. And then I know Dr. Fettes had another presentation here where at Christian Leaders Institute, and I watched that one where the hospital movement was responsible for the saving of so many lives for the gospel, because the Christians were known as those who, you know, picked up a baby on the side of the road to adopt. The Christians were the ones who went into plague-infested areas to minister when everybody else was running away. I thought that was interesting, because I didn't realize how cliquish the pagan Romans really were.
Right.
So that was kind of one thought. What about you? Any things that you think back?
Well, I think even reflecting on the difference between fellowship and hospitality and the similarity of them as well, and the idea of fellowship with other believers and the depth of that as
right.
we share in Christ.
Yeah. I mean, just...
with Holy Spirit right. and... Yeah.
Well, related to that is that if you can master the skills of hospitality and fellowship, you can definitely plant a church.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't even have all of the church planting, like, training, but if you could do
right.
these well, that church could go to 50, 100, 150 without even going to one seminar or teaching on church planting.
Right.
Because I know when you do church planting, there's the
right.
100 barrier. They're always, you can get right up to those barriers in a hurry just by practicing hospitality and fellowship
yeah.
in a healthy way.
Yep.
That struck me.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well,
what about Jesus the Stranger?
Yeah, that one struck you. You didn't even
yeah,
mention that.
Yeah, I think that's interesting you know, talking about welcoming strangers.
And I was that stranger. I
yeah.
was the
yeah.
hungry person. I was the person who needed clothes.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that's powerful stuff to think about that. You know, in the communion aspect of fellowship structure
right. yeah.
in this class. That, and even the progression, that basically at one level we have fellowship in that we are Christians, the name Christianity. But then another level we have fellowship because we relate to God individually, but we're all relating to God individually. We have fellowship with Jesus
right.
Christ, with
mm-hmm.
the Trinity.
Yeah.
Then it goes deeper. Well, no, we have, you know, we have fellowship with communion. You know, like there's the oneness there.
Right.
And then it goes
Lord
deeper
Robert.
That we have fellowship in a whole culture. We have fellowship with the death, the life, the death, the resurrection, the work of Jesus
yeah,
Christ
of Jesus
with
Christ.
Others.
Yeah.
And then, no, it's more than that, is fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So now the Comforter is given to all of us. So when we have our fellowship groups, that was powerful that, you know, now we meet with others who have that fellowship to support the fanning the flame, the fire. That was powerful learning. I mean, I've known this for decades in ministry, but to see it in a fresh way.
Yeah, it's good to review it, look at it again, you know, because you kind of...
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, I
forget. It was good to be reminded.
For me, too, putting this class together today, I was thinking about you, Pam. I mean, we've lived this for decades now.
Right.
Really, all of this stuff, practically, most of it, this has been our experience, the power of the Holy Spirit. And we believe that will be your experience. That this is not just something that's, you know, some small thing. This is one of the heartbeats of revival and ministry. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And we've lived this. Mm-hmm. And all the people we know personally, and all of the new students that have come in, have all been part of a process of hospitality, welcoming, and fellowship. We're all one in Jesus Christ, no matter. You know, we just did a recent, this is 2021 when we're doing this, and there's now 197 nation codes. And just think about all of the people everywhere, but the key thing we have in common is Jesus Christ.
Right.
I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So let's end with sort of a call to action.
Right.
The benefits of these leadership skills and you. Okay, mm-hmm. So we're going to, the benefits of leadership skills and you. So where are you going to go with all of this? So first.
Is God calling you to plant a small group, a house church, or a church?
So. Now we planted churches, four churches. And it's amazing. In house churches, you know, we have a classes here in house church. Larry Kreider has a class on how to plant a house church. We have a class on church planting.
Mm-hmm.
We have much teaching on fellowships and small groups.
Yeah.
And so what about you? Are you called community? There can be small groups with social media,
right.
All of those things.
Yeah.
So that's the first question. Is the Lord calling you to action? Next.
Is God calling you to invite your neighbor over for dinner?
Yeah, so before all these big things,
yeah.
Maybe it's just opening up your home for some hospitality meal.
Right.
And see how that goes. And leave it at that.
Okay. What behaviors do you need to change in regards to fellowship and hospitality?
So maybe get a piece of paper out and you know, look at some of the things you've learned in the course,
right.
And maybe write down some of the areas that you consider yourself as growth areas, where maybe you're a little weaker than you want to be, and here's something to get stronger at.
Right.
But then write down your areas that you have giftedness, and write those down too. And then maybe talk a little more with a friend or your spouse or some leaders in your church. Maybe a pastor, or if you're the pastor, talk with some of your other leaders and say, okay, do an inventory of what is possible. Dream, find that vision, find that mission, find that strategy to take the next step.
Right.
Now, you may already be in it, and this class is only giving you more tools and more excitement and encouragement. But it would be great is, as we finish up this class, that there's a clear action step.
Right.
And we would love to hear about what is happening in your life because you're taking those action steps. So I guess, part of me is a little sad to stop this class because it was really fun to do this with you.
Yeah.
Is this the first class we jointly have done ever together?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow. Here we are. We're in the month now of our 20-year anniversary, so finally.
Of the school,
yeah. Yeah, we've done that class together after 20 years. Yay. So we asked.
We've done a lot of things together.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay. So it's taking us 20 years to do our first class. We'll see what the next 20 years. So let's close in here. Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity to talk about fellowship and hospitality, and help us, Lord, to find our role in serving you and being people open and daring and safe and curious and interested in how to reach more people and be hospitable, and the people who love the fellowship of believers found in the fellowship with you. Give us your Holy Spirit for all these things. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.